Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunder Wolves sports feed.
Well, good morning. And welcome to this June 23rd edition of the Thunderbolt Sports Feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca. It's Thunderbolt Thursday, of course, here on Thunderbolt Sports Feed, and that's where we introduce and talk about the newest members of the Thunderbolt family. And I'm going to have men's basketball coach Manny Furtado on the air with me, and he's going to talk about a couple of recruits. Manitoban John Hader, a six-foot guard from Pinawa, Manitoba. Anyhow, we're going to discuss all the details. All right.
And that was Cant Heat getting us started off on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed this morning with I Wish You Would. And my wish has come true this morning because I wished for a knowledgeable, personable, friendly face in the booth to talk hoops with this morning. And none other than the men's head coach, Manny Furtado, is with me now to do just that. Coach Manny, good morning.
What's up, Hugh? How are you? I'll take the last two, personal and friendly. I don't know about the first one, knowledgeable.
Oh, well, you know what you're talking about.
Pretend to.
Oh, well. So, Coach Manny, it's a big day, big Thunderwolf Thursday today.
My first one, I think.
I think it is, yeah. In terms of recruit announcements, of course, we did have Nashawn Hurst announced earlier there in March, sort of before the advent of Thunderbolt Thursday, before it became a thing,
a big thing,
and growing every day. Yeah. Well, I like to think, but anyhow, two recruits today, John Hader, who's from our friendly Manitoban neighbors to the west. And we put out the John Hader release this morning. If anyone out there wants to read about him, see a picture of him, it's there on thunderwolves.ca on the men's basketball page and on the news feed, on the Twitter feed, at Lakehead T-Wolves, and on Facebook, etc. Anyhow, what can you tell us about John Hader? Impressive player out of Canadian Mennonite University there in Winnipeg.
Yeah, you know what? We had an opportunity to talk to John and see some of the stuff that he could do live here when we had him up for a visit. And, right away, to be honest, I was kind of taken aback by his athleticism. You know, second play of our scrimmage, he kind of does a baseline drive. And I think myself and everybody else included, especially Darnell Curtin, wasn't aware of what was going to happen. And he kind of exploded right at the rim and kind of N1 dunk. And everyone kind of in the gym paused for a second and was like, who's this kid? So, he definitely brings, athleticism at the point guard position, which is what we want. You know, we have Nick Burke right now is the same situation. And I think that plays into our style of tempo where we want to be able to get up and down quickly and kind of be a quick position at the point guard. So he definitely brings some athleticism. And you know what? He really takes care of his body. You can tell that he's one of those guys who isn't afraid of the weight room. So he's in great shape. So you know what? We were really impressed with him. And again, the way he carries himself, off the court as well. So I think he's a good fit for us right now.
You mentioned he was here. He was looking good in the runs. And stat-wise, he put up 17 a game and almost 8 rebounds a game, which is impressive for a guard. So he's definitely got that vertical leap. And
he's
you also have to be smart, though, to be a good rebounder.
I think, we don't get caught up into the stats and whatnot. But one of those is, like you said, the rebounding for a point guard position. And that's one thing that we stress for us defensively and when we're playing defense, that 5 guys need to be able to rebound. And I think we've had a guy in the past here that was very good at it, Dwayne Harvey.
Yeah.
Right. He was a point guard that came up with some key rebounds at key times and just had a knack of being in the right spot and making the right rebound. So I think John's in a similar situation. He just might be a little bit more, athletic in that he can get those rebounds, which is part of, trying to get some bigger, more athletic guards that would be able to come up with some of those loose ball rebounds.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And I mean, it is going to be, a bit of a jump for him coming from the Manitoba College League to the OUA. You know, it's a bit of a jump, yeah. But it seems like he's ready for the challenge.
Yeah, you know what? We've been in touch over the break and whatnot, and you know, he's kind of real keen on working on some of the things that he needs to work on. So I think he knows what he's got to do. And again, he's one of those guys that I don't need to worry about him getting in the weight room by his body already, so it's good that he's kind of ahead of the game with that. I'm hoping this year some of the guys that did go back home are going to really take the off-season training and serious and kind of get back here a lot stronger, faster. So really, we're, you know, about 2.5 months away, not even, from getting going again and starting another season. And, you know, I tell these guys, before you know it, you're going to be in your third or fourth year, and it's going to be all come and gone. And, you know, when you look back, I don't want you to have any regrets. I want you to make sure you kind of invested your whole time and everything in your school and your program and whatnot, so that you can come out of here with some memories that will last you a lifetime.